USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As COVID cases surge across the country, Texas has become the first state to cross the 1 million confirmed case mark. According to new data from Johns Hopkins University, Texas has recorded 1.02 million coronavirus cases. Infections are on the rise in all but one state, with 39 states seeing increases in deaths. Governors in multiple states have enacted new restrictions over the last several days, trying to stem the tide of COVID cases in their states. More countries in Europe are also imposing new restrictions as cases are on the rise across the continent. Travelers to Spain will now have to prove they've tested negative for the virus before they're allowed into the country, as Spain tries to fight off a second wave of COVID infections, while also trying to help its suffering tourism industry. All travelers from areas the European Union designates as high-risk countries will be subject to the rule. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A ceremony to mark the end of World War I, marred by a bomb blast in Saudi Arabia. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
French government officials are reporting many people were wounded on Wednesday when an explosive device hit an international ceremony commemorating the end of World War I at a cemetery in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. Several countries had representatives at the ceremony. The identities of the victims were unclear. Wednesday marks the 102nd anniversary of the armistice ending World War I. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tropical Storm Eta is hitting Florida for a second time, having traveled up the coast to lash the west-central portion of the state. Areas around Sarasota and Tampa have already seen several inches of rain, causing flooding on roads across the area. There's also a risk of tornadoes in west and central Florida associated with this storm. Eta is expected to make official landfall Thursday morning and then move back into the western Atlantic and up the east coast on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Ohio is enacting new restrictions as the state battles with a spike in COVID cases. Hospitalizations for the disease have nearly tripled since September, and the state has added more than 50,000 new cases in the last 2 weeks. Governor Mike DeWine reissued his public mask mandate on Monday, also requiring all businesses to post notices of a face covering requirement at all their entrances, requiring all stores to make sure their customers are wearing masks, and creating a new retail compliance unit to enforce those mandates. In an address to the state, DeWine asked Ohioans to keep doing the basics to stay safe.
I ask you, keep going. Recommit to your individual efforts to stay safe, because what you do in your private lives affects everyone. Please, please, don't host that birthday party or that baby shower or that get-together to watch the football game.
And are you still waiting on a stimulus check? The IRS says they may have your money. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to irs.gov.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.